Progressive Caucus Chair Pramila Jayapal issues weak statement on calls for Biden to drop out. By Hannah Knudsen on July 8, 2024. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, CPC, issued a weak statement on calls for President Joe Biden to drop out of the presidential race following his lackluster debate performance, opting to call on Republicans to urge Trump to drop out and asserting that Biden has remarkable accomplishments that all, supposedly, can see. Jayapal said in a statement, following Biden's defiant letter to congressional Democrats establishing his commitment to stay in the race, that the foundation of our democracy is at stake in this election before blasting reporters and pundits talking about Biden's poor debate performance. Related, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. Any reporter or pundit who is asking about or talking about the aftermath of President Biden's debate performance and his health should also be spending at least the same amount of time and energy talking to Republicans about why they are still supporting a convicted felon who incited an insurrection and wants to be dictator on day one, she said, resurrecting debunked Democrat talking points, as Trump did not incite an insurrection. Related Laura Trump, polling shows strategy of media calling Trump a convicted felon not working. Further, the congresswoman did not provide context to the fact that Trump made the tongue-in-cheek remark referencing the damage he will undo via executive order on his first day in office. I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, we love those guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one. We're closing the border and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator, Trump told Sean Hannity. Jayapal continued, calling on Republicans to demand Trump step down as a presidential candidate and urging the press to cover the lies he told at the debate and the horrific statements he continues to make about immigrants and women. She did not provide examples. It was not until the middle of her statement that she finally addressed the Democrat panic surrounding Biden, admitting that it is true that Democrats are having many conversations among our members and our constituents as we consider the best path forward to protect our democracy. As CPC chair, I am listening carefully to the thoughts of our members from all over the country, in swing and safe states and districts, as we work to ensure we defeat Donald Trump and win the House and Senate, she said, concluding that Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were elected by the voters and have had remarkable accomplishments over the past 3.5 years that showed what we can accomplish together for the people. She then pointed to the CPC's 2025 proposition agenda, stating that she intends to focus on that, which showcases what Democrats will do if they win the White House, Senate, and House. I will continue to keep my focus on conveying that proactive agenda and the contrast between Democrats and Donald Trump. She continued, failing to further address the very real concerns over Biden remaining the Democrat Party's nominee. The statement follows Biden's letter to congressional Democrats, which he used to state that he wouldn't be running again if he did not believe he was the best person to defeat Trump. The Democratic Party have voted. They have chosen me to be the nominee of the party. Do we now just say this process didn't matter? He asked in the letter. The voters don't have a say? I decline to do that, he concluded, expressing no doubt that he will defeat Trump. The question of how to move forward has been well aired for over a week now. And it's time for it to end, he added. Related, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. The statements coincide with the Republican National Committee, RNC, Platform Committee officially adopting Trump's 2024 Republican Party platform, which includes halting the migrant crime epidemic, sealing the southern border, ending the weaponization of the justice system, demolishing radical gender ideology, securing elections, and much, much more.